Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings, and I want to tell you all about my show, the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. On the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, we do a thorough analysis on the biggest issues and trends within the pro wrestling industry. We talk a lot about pro wrestling media, we talk a lot about fan culture and wrestling's place within general pop culture, and we talk about the broader influences that are shaping the way we discuss and analyze the pro wrestling industry. We've had some of the brightest minds in the pro wrestling intelligentsia on the show, including WrestleNomics host Brandon Thurston, both Rich Kreich and Joe Lanza from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast, Trevor Dame from the Through the Years podcast, and a whole lot more. This isn't a show for hot takes. It's not a show recapping the latest episode of television. This is a show focusing on the biggest topics in pro wrestling and doing a deep dive on the real stories behind the surface level analysis you might find elsewhere. The Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a try. Thanks.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and watch or tap. Also, on them. Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and watch or tap. Also, on them. Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome, everyone.
Wow. That jelly donut's hitting hard, brother. It's hitting hard. Woo. What an intro. What was the theme song there? Was that just off the top of your head, or you just you had a tune in your head? What are we doing there?
No, that was the Mortal Kombat theme song from the Mortal Kombat film.
I was hoping you would do like Streets of Rage. Bing, bing, bong, bong,
bing, bing. That's such a good song.
Oh, so great. And that, hi-ya, hi-ya. Fucking great.
We'll save that for the Patreon. Like, that would be a fantastic episode, I think, for the $10 tier, where we break down the music of Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah.
The legendary Yuzo Koshiro, one of the best game soundtracks of all time.
Yeah. Highly inspired by that 90s British-y kind of dancey, ravey kind of shite. Yeah.
That's right, because he was going in all the clubs, probably coked off his nut.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to all those music, and you can hear all the influences. There's some great YouTube videos where they sort of play bits of Streets of Rage tracks alongside the music that inspired them.
So good. It might be is that the best soundtrack video game wise?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, taking out like Grand Theft Auto and stuff like that, where it's like legitimate
songs. No, there's no contenders. Sonic, Sonic 3. Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
That's good.
Is up there.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently some Michael Jackson influence there.
Really? Hmm. Didn't know that. Yeah, that might be my favorite one, though. I mean, that one. That one, I feel like, I don't get people who can, and you do this, but again, that's why Different Strokes for Different Folks. Like, listen to soundtracks on, you know, just sitting, doing work and listening to video game music. I don't know if I could do that. But Streets of Rage 2?
Well, I've said this before. Like, the computer game music is specifically designed for you to be able to listen to in the background while you're performing a task and it not distracting you. So, funnily enough, I've actually spent the last week curating a music playlist of relaxing, peaceful music from, well, not just computer game music. A lot of it is from computer games, but, you know, a bit classical, a bit of easy listening that I can play when I'm trying to do a bit of work.
Wow.
And okay. It is the length of this playlist.
Go ahead. Smaller than your... Never mind.
Oh, well, where's it gone? I thought if I clicked on the playlist, it would tell me how long it is. I mean, I've got the... Oh, here it is. Okay. It's 3.7 days long.
What?
It's got 1,505 songs on it.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's a fucking playlist. You really weeded them down, didn't you? 3 days.
Yeah.
You really only get the best of the best.
Criteria.
Yeah, you only get the best of the best on that one. Lordy, below. 3 days.
A lot of Shenmue music, of course.
Yeah. What is it, just footsteps walking around?
Esther's into the Shenmue music. Yes, yeah, the music of just walking around, yeah. And Esther is into that now. And she was asking to listen to it at bedtime yesterday. She wanted that as her bedtime music.
Oh.
So I was playing it for her, but it was having the opposite effect because she kept talking about it and asking me questions about it. She was like, which track is this? Is this when Rio gets the mirror? Is this when Rio's getting his Hong Kong ticket? And so after about an hour, I was like, look, Esther, this is not working out as I'd hoped. I thought it was going to make you... relax and go to sleep,
right.
But it's making you even more chatty than usual. So I'm going to have to stop it now. And I turned it off, and she just broke down. She's like, "Ah, Daddy, I want the Shenmue music."
Oh, that's a shame. That is adorable. I'm Googling British Child Services. Get this kid safe.
That's tip of the iceberg, mate.
Yeah, listen. Wait till I get there.
Oh, fucking Arthur. You know what he did? He bit my PS4. Control pad analog stick, and now the control pad doesn't work anymore.
Oh no. Well, have him pay for it. Be like, come on, kid, get out there, mow some lawns.
Yeah.
Get out.
I'm taking the money out of the child benefit to buy a new one.
Perfect. Yeah. Take it out of his like Christmas gift. Give him like a little card and be like, minus $40.
Yeah, I'll give him a picture of a gift he would have received. I'm like, right. Well, you would have got this, but then you fucked up my PS4 pad. So,
yeah.
Consequences.
They're like $40, right? Like, what, 40 merit ones, so it would be like £60, I guess?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they're that steep. Mally says she's got me one, a replacement one for £16 or something.
Oh, good old Tenmo.
And she's also bought a chewy dog toy one for Arthur, so he can...
Oh, I think she got it confused.
To his heart's content.
Yeah, I think she thinks both of them are going to be chew toys, and one of them you need to play video games with. She does realize that, right? So I want to make sure it's clear. My birthday's right around the corner. Believe that? My Lord, speaking of gifts. I just looked at... I swear, I don't know why I even said it out loud, but I just looked at the calendar. I was like, oh my God. I got a birthday right around the corner. Scary. Yesterday, I... you know how, like, you just get out of a chair? Everybody's done that, right? Everyone can relate getting out of a chair. And, you know, you just use, like, the balls of your feet. Like with your toes, that's the balls of your feet, the pad, or whatever. I don't know. And you know, you just kind of stand and push off, and away you go, right? I felt something pop in the pad of my foot. Like it felt like it was like ping. I was like, what the fuck was that? And then it hurt all day.
Getting up out of a chair.
I swear
too
to God.
Strenuous for you.
It was getting out of a chair put me in a handicapped situation. Yeah, I was fucked up. I didn't know what it was. Like, I didn't even know I had a thing there, to be honest with you, to hurt. But, yep, you do. And I did. So I am Old Man River for fucking sure.
More bad news, Damon.
Oh, no.
Tweets just popped up on my Twitter feed from Asuka.
Oh.
The artist formerly known as, what was her name? Kana.
Kana, yeah.
She says, I absolutely reject any romantic or personal approaches toward me. There is absolutely no possibility for others to interfere in my private life. Mm. So, yeah, bad luck.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm looking. Oh, gosh, it seems that people have been harassing her. Oh, that's not good.
I'm sure she gets plenty of unsolicited, you know what, pics and the like. I just find that amazing. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever sent a picture of that ilk? I never have. Never have. I've never.
To my wife.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Many years ago.
Yeah. Like I just don't. I don't think she
appreciated it. I don't think it's a good idea to do it
neither
at all.
I don't either. I don't see how. I don't know. I just don't get that. One, I just don't see how I can get a good angle of it to make it look pleasing. You know what I mean? There's only so
you
much.
Got, like, push down on the sort of pubic area to make it stick out and look bigger.
Yeah, I have. You know how it's like, you know.
We're talking about dicks again.
I know. We were told not to, but now we see what we do. It's kind of like, you know, the people who do like the pictures to make themselves a little bit more flattering where the camera's like full extended arm. And it's like an overhead shot. Try that. Nope, that don't work. All right. Let's stop. Let's be mature. Adults are in the room now. We got to.
This is episode 347.
Wow.
Super J-Cast.
347.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Hope you enjoy. Let's plug the Patreon. Got some good stuff on there this week.
Yes.
On the $10 feed, I put a little bit of bonus audio content, Super J-Cast Extra, where I've offered my insight and analysis on two exclusive stories that we have on Adeli at the moment. One of them is about a debutante who is believed to be entering the New Japan Cup this year. So I'll give my thoughts on that person. And also a bit of backstage drama that went on prior to Wrestle Dynasty. So some juicy tidbits there. So if you want to find out about those and hear my thoughts on them, get your fucking wallet out. That's
it. Yeah, I was...
And the vault, Damon. Talk to us about the vault. Oh, people are... there are rave reviews about the vault.
Really?
I'll tell you what people are saying about the vault. Yes.
Please.
This vault is one of my favorite things y'all have ever done. Please give David my regards.
Nice.
So that's from...
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
I think the username on Discord is a... I don't know if that's the actual name or if it's just been compressed. And also a follow-up comment from... No, I've done something wrong here. I can't see their username. So if I read the Discord usernames, there's Gumshoe Suji, and then follow-up from GHC Ozawa Taishides, who says, man, so fucking worth it. Takada entering the dome to the Rocky IV training montage song, Muto entering to triumph, and the crowd losing it. The world could never. So... People Excellent. Are absolutely loving it. There's more people posting their excitement on the Patreon. So, yeah, Damon, talk to us about the vault, please.
Well, you know, listen, it's a $10 tier. You get exclusive access to some fun stuff. How about we leave it at that? Some fun stuff that I think if you're a fan of New Japan Pro Wrestling, you'll enjoy. I won't go into great details here on this particular podcast, but... Yes, trust me. I think let's put it this way: I've been a fan for a while, and I may have collected a thing or two. Let's put it that way, and maybe you can enjoy said thing or two. $10 tier. I mean, the $10 tier.
It's porn collection.
It's all pornography, categorized by folders for easy access browsing. But no, $10, I think it's worth it, right? I think that you'll have hours of entertainment and fun and listening to exclusive tidbits that we don't share with anyone else, just you. So if you are a $10-er, thank you very much. We're trying to reward you as best as can. And if you're $5, hey, listen, you're reaping some benefits as well. But... if you dig a little deeper in that wallet and upgrade, you'll have access to some more fun stuff as well that I think will be worth your time. So we're doing pretty well. Lots of people hopping on board and the word's getting out, and we couldn't be happier. And anything we can do to, again, throw a little extra to the fine listeners who have decided, you know what? It's worth $5 to me a month. It's worth $10 to me a month. We do appreciate it, and we're going to make
it. Which is nothing. Like, that is absolutely nothing in the grand scheme. Like, you'd spend that amount on a sandwich.
Not even, I don't even think you can at this point. In this point, in this economy. We think it's, listen, if I were not in the position that I'm in right now, it was Joe Schmo and Joel doing the Super J Cast, I would be on board. So, again, I'm not a salesperson, but, if you're a fan of the New Japan, I think this is worth it. And again, the two, and I know that we're not saying it here, and I know people are like, well, why aren't you just saying it here? Because we want money. We're trying. We've given enough away for free. You get to listen now. So there's people listening right now via the YouTube. Hi, everyone on YouTube. That's a perk. And the news that was Joel kind of put in, little scoops that we get throughout. We added that, and again, the vault. Everything's looking good. Everything's looking good.
Hey, how about that Tangaloa making the front cover of WWE 2K25?
Look at him go, man! I tell you what, I would not have expected that. He is in a pretty prominent faction, mind you. I mean, I don't think when he was farting around with Bullet Club. You would ever thought that day would come. Neither did I. But here we are.
I have tremendous amount of fondness and goodwill towards Tangaloa for making Okada sell for those advancing blows or whatever that attack was called, which has been immortalized. And just seeing Okada having to sell for that and just getting more and more annoyed is something that I will always cherish. So Thank you for that, Tangaloa.
No doubt. That should be the cover. that should be the cover. I take
the audacity to do that. It's brilliant. I love it.
You know, there are people that are very creative with the artwork and the Photoshop and all that stuff. I'm sure they could make something work. Send it our way. Send it Joel's way. If you're handy with the Photoshop, we'd love to see your creativity.
Right. Well, let's get to New Japan. There's not that much to talk about this week, so we'll do what we can. First bit of news, unfortunate news here, Shoma Kato has suffered a right ankle dislocation fracture.
Ooh, that's not good.
Which, that's nasty business, isn't it? I mean, I did a bit of Googling, and the recovery time could be anything from, like, a couple of months to an entire year. So Hopefully it's one of the good ones, but ouchies.
Yeah, I mean, just a little ping. Maybe it's me. Maybe that's what I had when I got off out of the chair. I have that now.
Yeah, and you're fine now. So what the fuck is Shoma Kato crying about?
Yeah, what is
big
he? What
baby.
Is he, big wimp. Yeah, you're right, though. Something like that. It really depends on the severity of it. Like, there's really not a black and white. There's a very large shade of gray. Yeah. And here's a problem, too, with something like that. Like, it makes it very difficult. You could do...
Oh, like, the cat's here. Keep talking. I'm going to let the cat in, everyone.
All right, everyone. Yay!
This is the good content you get on the $10 tier.
That's right. Are we going to have another... Are we going to have another cat issue? You're not doing anything. He's not touching the cat. He is not...
Siamese cats are very vocal. I'm not gripping his wrist. There is no wrist control happening.
We're
just
sure.
Meowing because he's excited to be part of the show.
Yes. All right. Making sure. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. But yeah, the injury. It had a lot of gray, blah, blah, blah. And like, you could do weights, but you're not going to do any cardio. Right. So you got to factor that in if there's any really real return to the ring. I think it's going to be a while, which sucks. It does, especially that stage of someone's career. Like, it just puts you behind the eight ball, and that's people start lapping you, and you got a little ground to cover. So, and make up. So, yeah, it's not good news, honestly.
Right, so a few tidbits just coming out of the Korakuen shows that were taking place on the 22nd and the 23rd. I mean, if you tuned into this podcast and then I was like, right, so the Corican Hall show, match the first one. Match was the road to the new beginning. Match one was da-da-da-da-da. You'd probably want to jump out a window, so I'm not going to do that. What I will touch on is some things that I found of interest, which, first of all, being the build-up of the feud between Great Okan and Shota Umino. So what's going on there is Great Okan is attacking the fan-made handicrafts, like, for example, the homemade belts and penlights and things like that that the fans are bringing. Great Okan is going after those, attacking people's merchandise, towels, things like that, and ripping them up. So he says he tore apart the paper IWGP World title that Shota was carrying because Umino was clinging to that. He says Umino's so concerned about popularity among kids and how the world sees him that he loses sight of himself. Mm. And he questions if the kid who made the paper belt ever wanted Umino to make his entrance with it, as it was made with the hope that Shota wears the real title. And he added that Umino's true nature isn't like a shiny ace type figure. He's a much more dirty person. He's got dirty nature that he hides, but the fans aren't stupid. They can see through it. So he's not surprised that people start booing him. A lot of truth in that, isn't there,
Daniel? I was about to say, there's a boy, the jokes almost write themselves. Right? Well, let's put it this way. Maybe G-O-K has, maybe he's on to something. Maybe he's got a point. Maybe he's...
I think he's signed up to our deli.
I think so, too. Come to think of it. So, yeah, that was an interesting comment, to say the least.
But he's really sort of nailed it about the lack of authenticity that I think a lot of the more vociferous fans have... They see through that, don't yeah. they? And Shota is really sort of clinging on to this thing. Oh, you know, how dare you disrespect the things that the fans make with love? I will defend the fans. Rah, rah, rah. I don't think anyone's really buying that.
Yeah, nobody wanted it.
It seems very inauthentic and very uncool as well.
Listen, I get what he's trying to do, to be a little sympathetic baby face action going on and letting the people know that I'm here for you and all that stuff. But you are right.
Like, not exactly Dusty Rhodes, is he?
No, not exactly. Not exactly. And I will also say this. It's a lot to, in my opinion, and I could be dead wrong, mind you, but it's harder to be a true babyface than to be a heel, right? I think it's a lot harder to be a babyface. Did I say that right? It's harder to be a babyface. It's easier to be a heel.
Yes.
And because, again, just for those reasons, the authenticity, the connection with the people, it has to be relatable. And again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I am all things knowledgeable of Japanese fandom and culture, mind you. But in this day and age, that's tough because you think of most baby faces still have that somewhat... I don't know if cockiness is the word or I don't know. Like the most popular baby faces, it seems like, are people who are the renegade guy, you know, and I feel like that's been beaten to death. And you can count true like baby faces on one hand. And he's trying to be one of them. So that is an uphill climb just out of the gate, even if you have all the charisma and all the charm and all the whatever out of the gate, it's still a tough climb. So I don't know. I hate to say, let's give him a new coat of paint, send him, you know where he needs to go. You know where he needs to go. He needs to go to Mexico. He needs to go to Mexico for like 2 or 3 months and get involved. You know,
look, did you see what happened to that man when they sent him to the UK and he discovered Greg's Bakery? Right. He sent him to Mexico and he started discovering like actual good Mexican food. Then
good Mexican food.
We got a hammer on our hands.
I'm talking about go to the nightclubs and, you know, get your groove on and, you know, embrace the nightlife and embrace the daylife and embrace the vivaciousness of it. magical things happen when Japanese pro wrestlers venture down to Mexico.
I'm not sure that his particular modus operandi of embracing the nightlife would go down well in Mexico. Well, I think he might get into a lot of trouble.
Hide your girlfriends, everyone. look, but in the grand scheme of things, it's, you know, I feel like that's something that's definitely needed. And I can't say that the results from other people who have ventured south of the border haven't been positive. Like, people just kind of come into their own.
I bet Shota never ventures south of the border. I bet he refuses to do that.
All I think of is Tony Soprano. South of the border, down. He's on the golf course after Junior. Way down south of the border. What do you mean by that? No, nothing. Uncle June. He's dining down there. He's going down. I love it. What a fucking show that is. All right. So there's Shota. I think he needs a little spice. He needs a little caliente. And maybe that's the change he needs. But good things have come from others who have ventured and come home and really found a new lease on life. So I don't know. Just a thought.
Rusko Taguchi says he's been battling gout. And he also says he's got some new ass breathing techniques.
Oh, come on. You know, people say that to us about the dick jokes. And he's really obsessed with the ass. You know what I mean? Like maybe even like a little bit too much. Enough with the ass. You know, come on. What is ass breathing? What is this? What are we talking about here?
I don't know. I tried to sort of imagine what that could be. How can you breathe from your ass? I mean, I know we're very good at talking out of our asses, but breathing is a totally different question entirely.
I'm just really, how would
I'm excited
you
to I mean, see it?
I knew a girl. Sorry, we're going here, but we're going. I knew a girl who could do that with.
You try so hard every time. Really I'm like, right, we're going to do a new episode. We're going to keep it clean and talk about wrestling and the banter. We'll just talk about sport. But we've ticked every single box.
Well, I'm blaming Taguchi for this
one. NSFW video.
I'm blaming Taguchi. But I knew a girl who could do that through her private areas. She could suck in wind and blow it out. Yep. Yep. Yeah. She was fun at parties. She was like the Philly fanatic. All right, enough of that nonsense. Yeah, but I don't know. He has gout too. That's an old man thing. You know what gout is?
Yeah, it's the rich man's disease, isn't it?
Well,
too much of living the good life.
Yes, yeah, you get it when you drink a lot and your liver can't process all the alcohol and the proteins crystallize or something like that. And it finds like the lowest part on your body. And it usually is in like the knuckle of your big toe. I swear to God. And it hurts like a motherfucker. I had it once. Yeah, it hurts so bad. We went to Austin, Texas, and we had to go down for a work thing. And we just drank like fucking fishes. And the night we left, we closed the bar and they let us stay there. And we were just drinking and we were doing shots with everybody like that worked there because we were there every night. And we didn't get back to the hotel at 3 and our flight left at like 8 in the morning. And I was so fucking hungover, dude. I've never been more hungover in an airport and I could barely walk. And I'm like, I think I broke my toe. What did I break my toe? What did I do? And that's what it was. All right. Sharing all kinds of stories today. All right. What else we got, Joe? Where else is this going to take us?
So I've said on the Discord before we recorded that, like, what are we going to talk about today? Because there's nothing to discuss, really. And then Andrew on the Discord said, why didn't we wait until after the Thursday show, the Sendai Sun Plaza Hall show?
Great question.
Because then at least we could talk about that. And what I thought we could do, because you couldn't record on Thursday, right. The most notable match on that card is the Never Openweight Six-Man Tag Championship match with Oleg, Yano, and Tanahashi defending against Sho, Yujiro, and Ren. So what I thought we could do, by the time listeners listen to this, that match would have probably already happened. So we can review that match. Imagine that we've watched it and review it and I reckon it will probably be quite accurate. So what did you think of that? So Never Openweight Six-Man Tag Championship match from Sendai. Oleg Boltin pins Yujiro after 16 minutes with his finishing move. Don't know what it is. What did you think of the match, Damon?
Well, you know, I think the heels healed and the faces, and
they broke a lot of rules, didn't they?
House of Torture, they
cut a lot of corners and really the referee struggled
the fans
to
like it.
Keep a hold on things, didn't they?
Yeah.
No, they were quite against all that.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if they did a title changer?
House of Torture, like massive baby face turn, just wrestling it clean as a whistle.
Right, collegiate style. They come out in like collegiate wrestling garb, with like headgear and everything. It's like the old school Steiners. I mean,
I liked the bit where Oleg took the push-up bar and stuck it up Ren's ass.
That was terrible. That was inappropriate, I thought. I liked the run-in by Kiyo Miyahara. That was pretty good. Oh. Did I say Kiyo Miyahara?
Who?
I don't know, I made up.
Who's Kiyo Miyahara?
Who do I want to say?
Is that Kiyo Miyahara just fused together like Dragon Ball style to
That's
make
correct.
A super wrestler? That
yep, everyone was shocked.
Outside.
Yep, everyone was shocked that was even possible. And they were like, oh my God, unbelievable. And when Hulk Flair showed up, that was pretty wild too. That was pretty crazy as well, that run-in.
What do you think Hulk Flair's politics would be?
Wow. I'm gonna say definitely deep-rooted in Southern conservative style politics.
Yeah, problematic.
Maybe a little bit.
Well,
maybe, you know, might
well,
be...
Big oof, big yikes, Hulk Flair.
Hulk Flair. That's going to be my new favorite wrestler, Hulk Flair.
I've been through Hulk Flair's Twitter feed for the last few years. There's some stuff that he's tweeted about 10 odd years ago. He's going to be in big trouble.
Doesn't hold
he's
up.
He's going to get well cancelled.
Yeah, doesn't hold up well, does it? Wow. Well, listen, you know, he's an older guy. And, you know, things were a little different back there in the 40s. And, you know, not to say that it was acceptable then, but. Still, you know, you get away with it. Yes, but yeah, he's out of control. They're Hulk Flair. We should definitely cancel Hulk Flair. He's cancelable on all fronts. Just a big fucking cancelable guy. All right. Boy, this show's going to pot. I mean, but here's the in all seriousness, as much as we can on this show. What do you think we would say? I mean, honestly, I feel like we've made it more interesting. You know, like it's going to, you know exactly what the fuck they're going to get. But again, watch them change the titles here. And but here's the thing. Even if they do change the titles, and I don't think they will, but let's just say they do. I think all things still apply. You're going to get nonsense. You're going to get cheaty stuff. You might have a little excitement going back and forth and, you know, a little chaos, see who's in the ring, who's out of the ring, guys interfering and all that stuff. But I think we all know what we're getting here, right? And if that's the best thing, then all right. What are you gonna do? They can't all be gems.
Yeah, well, I thought the match was brilliant because I've seen it. I've watched the match and I liked it.
Did you?
House of Torture, good, yeah.
All right. I like the fact that you have that time machine that you're able to travel to. Can you...
Yeah. Everyone was bumping like mad for Oleg. It made him look brilliant. Yano did a really hilarious thing.
Did he?
When you see it, you are going to... You'll piss yourself. Listeners. Wow. It's so funny, the thing that he did. Very creative.
Really?
And Tanahashi. Yeah, Tanahashi. Woo. The ace.
Woo.
He's high fly flow. Oof.
I like the fact. Yeah, what do you think of the fact of him doing his tour, his last hurrahs, and he's kind of going through his own little time capsule and taking on guys that, while in the past might have been something pretty special, right, or you know, pretty exciting, and there was always that idea of him kind of taking on the old guard, which they like to do in the Japanese pro wrestling. And there's a part of me that likes the nostalgia of it, but I hate to say, I kind of want to fast forward a little bit through the time capsule and get to a little bit more modern guys that he can take on. Like, I'm more excited for him taking on, you know, like young lions and stuff like that than like, out Tenzon.
Well, he's right? done that. That was he did that. I know. On the 22nd of the 23rd.
I know. Oh, well, right. But it, like, even continuing on, like, there's plenty more in that pecking order that he could, you know, get in a ring with and kind of. I'm gonna see him stretch somebody. That's what I really want. I just stretch somebody.
I hear the Dragon Gate match he did with Stalker Ichikawa. I don't. He's not called Stalker Ichikawa, but his retirement match. I heard that was very good. Okay. Let's go and watch that.
Yeah, you know, I'll go to. If it's good, I'll watch it.
Apparently.
Yeah. Can I ask you a dumb question? Not to say that it's any of them were smart, but I forgot the question.
God.
I swear to God.
This is such worry. The beginning of the end here.
Oh, my Lord. The gout, the dementia. Boy, oh, boy. What am I?
You need to practice your ass breathing techniques, my friend.
That's it. That's the key right there. That's geez, ass breathing. I can't even imagine what that might be. I can't even imagine. Well, I can imagine, but I don't want to imagine that. Breathing through your whatever. Why am I giving him any time?
Well, I apologize for bringing it up again. Right. Hartley Jackson, he's been getting some shine. I like Hartley Jackson. He's good. There's not really, with the exception of Jeff Cobb and Oleg Bolton, there's not really sort of big men, big powerhouse wrestlers doing the rounds in New Japan at the moment.
I know I made
a
comment.
They like Hartley Jackson.
I do. I don't know. I mean, I look, I don't hate him.
Says that he's very well respected backstage. I get those vibes, and the fact that he managed to finesse his way into like all the title celebrations at Wrestle Kingdom, Wrestle Dynasty, I respect that. That is brilliant. That's like David May in his full United kit after Man United won the treble, and he played like 0 minutes of it. That's the kind of
I love
hustle that.
That
I greatly admire.
So there's a press room at the Wells Fargo Center, and this gigantic picture of the old PR director is in the locker room, and I'm right behind him, and you see my big dumb face on this giant picture every time I go into the press room. And they were doing some the New York Rangers play-by-play guys retiring, right? And they did a shot, and they gave him like a little congratulation present and all. And the shot was there, and it's all over like the Jumbotron in the arena and broadcasted on the, you know. And there's my dumb. I was like, ah, there I am. And but I'm the king of that. I like to do that. I have little things where I'm not certainly not the main character, but I will slide in just to kind of be in there and be like, oh, there I am. So yes, there you go. I don't know what that had to do with anything, but good. I'm sorry.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Gabe Kiss trying to call out Conor McGregor on Twitter.
Come on. I mean,
Shingo has a new finishing move. Well, not finishing move. He's got a new move. So obviously he's feuding with Dan Maloney or Driller Maloney. And his new move is called the Molo Knee. So it's a knee attack and he's called it Molo Knee.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Hiromu Naito, they've got a new move as well. It's a clothesline, a double clothesline. That's going to be their finishing move that they're going to use to defeat the Young Bucks. And it's called the Tendedero, which is, I believe, Spanish for clothesline.
Is it?
So there's that. Hiroki Goto has quite a nasty cut above his eye,
oh,
which keeps getting opened up. So I think that's going to add at least a half star to the Zach match. So he's going to be pissing blood, so we can all look forward to that.
That has the potential to be really good. I mean, when I say really good, I mean really good. And you know what we say? If you add a little accidental color to a match, that's that could elevate it even more. I don't know, man. I got big high hopes for this fucking match. I think this match is going to rock. And I know that you're
on. Have you come around to team? Yeah. Are you on my side yet?
I don't know yet. I kind of am. I'm not going to lie. Not 100% yet, but I like the look of it. Let's put it this way. I'm picking up what you're putting down, as the kids would say. So, I think this, like I said, even if they do a title change, it could be epic. I know that's preposterous of me saying here in 2025. I think that could be epic. It really, all the stars are aligning for that. And I know it's weird.
I will say this, that the JCast Discord freaks have been doing their detective work with the poster for Sakura Genesis, mm-hmm. and the graphic that they've used of Goto is slightly larger than the graphic they've put of Zach.
All right. I like that. Well, listen, we'll find
them. Take that to the bank. It's a lock.
Cash it. Wouldn't it be something, though? A guy who the perennial can't quite make it across the finish line guy finally does it. And maybe it's just a one-off. Maybe it's just he wins his first defense. It's done. You know, whatever. But why am I pumped for this? Like, why do I really want it? I think it could be great. And again, I think the match has the potential of being epic. And I might be out of my mind, but I really am excited for it. And I'm waiting for the big letdown. But I'm on board. I'm buying all the stonks, as we would say.
Yes, we're now the sickos peering through the window. That is us. Other news coming out of the show. Yo took off his shoe and filled the shoe with water, gave it to Robbie Eagles, and Robbie Eagles drank the water out of Yo's shoe.
That's an Australian thing.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an Australian thing. I don't know where it came from or what the significance of it is. But yeah, I've seen...
That's cool. I like that.
Do you? You would drink something out of your shoe?
It's disgusting.
It's horrible.
I'm scared of upsetting the Australians.
Oh, well, I mean, they're maniacs anyway, so they know it. And I can say that because I have Australian friends.
Is this something that happens like on a daily basis?
I don't know about daily basis.
Drinking vessel,
but it's kind of like, you know, you got a couple pops in you, and you know you're at the game, and you know, let's make even more of a fucking scene. So
I'm surprised that it holds fluids. I would have thought it would all sort of seep through.
Well, listen, you buy those cheap ass British shoes, that's why you got to buy the Australian.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually, where did I see it? I saw it like. I think I was watching like Australian rules football or some shit, and people were doing it. It's not like everybody does it, but it's like, you know, you're 20-year-old, like, I got too many fucking pints in me guy, you know, doing that.
Kyle. It sounds like the sort of thing Kyle would do.
It's definitely Kyle. I haven't talked to Kyle in a while, actually. I haven't talked to him in a while. But my friend Genevieve from Melbourne, who now lives in the city. In Philly, she has mentioned that is a thing. So there you go. How about them Eagles? She had her first big party, and she lives right on the main drag where the parades are. And when they won the game to get to the Super Bowl, you know, of course, Philadelphia floods of the streets, and she was like, "Oh my God, craziness!" I don't know why I'm telling everyone that, but there you go again. That's what this show is.
Brilliant. I like it. I like the stories.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Yohei Oiwa against Yoshihashi. So Oiwa was the winner in that match.
Good. Yeah. As it should be. You know, we talked about it last week.
You know, did you like the match?
Yeah. There's no There's no reason Yoshihashi can't lie down for him. And again, if we're trying to set things up for summer months and, you know, even into autumn, that's what you need. We need that. We need guys to lie down for other people to establish a little pecking order here. Make him a top guy.
Yeah, we're sort of, yeah, putting the seeds for Oi would presumably staking a claim to being in the G1. And I mean, that's Yoshihashi's spot now, isn't he? He's sort of the gatekeeper, almost like the G1 gatekeeper, because he was it Callum Newman that he wrestled, and now he is the guy that those guys on the cusp have to overcome to prove that they belong at that top table. I mean, I thought the match was good. I know some people are slightly disappointed by it because you have high expectations for a Yoshihashi singles match, especially at Korakuen Hall.
Yeah,
but this is just a case of getting the reps in for Oiwa and just working on those fundamentals, you know, working from beneath, working longer matches, getting the crowd involved. He's lacking those extra gears, you know, your fourth gear, your fifth gear, where you could crank up the intensity. Maybe need some new cool moves. I'm not sure about the finishing move, the grip.
I'm not into it.
A bit awkward, a bit clunky.
What do you think the odds are of him being in the finals, New Japan Cup?
No, I don't see that.
No?
You need a little more time? My question was going to be like, what do you do? How do you build on this win? And he's been talking about wanting a singles title. He's already challenged for the NEVER title.
Right.
And I suppose he technically challenged for challenge for the TV title, didn't he? He was in that match at Wrestle Kingdom. So I think sort of either of those would be about his level. But I could see, you know, maybe New Japan Cup quarterfinals or something, and then sort of parlaying that into a... So, yeah, maybe in the cup he will eliminate someone who holds a singles title and then he can feud over that singles title, something like that. But no, I don't think he's ready for running deep into a tournament like New Japan Cup. No.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be designated for your Musketeers?
And the person that I revealed on the Patreon.
Ooh! Bing, bing, bing. You think so? You think that person's going to go deep? I hope not.
Probably, I think sort of a kind of Jack Perry adjacent one.
What do you think of that? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? I'm going bad.
It's a terrible idea.
I do. Yeah. Okay, good. We're on the same page. We're on the same page. On the same page.
Depending how much he costs.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think, I don't care if he's working for free. And I'll tell you why. We have so much talent that we need to get moving on and get, you know, like that. Why do this? Like, what's the end game? Like, well, you know what I mean? Like if he's going to be middle of the road guy, then what's the point? And nobody wants him as top guy. So, yeah, I don't know. This one kind of has me scratching my head. But $10, find out who the fuck we're talking about.
Everyone's probably figured out who it is.
I know, probably.
We're not that keen on Kento Miyahara. What can we say? I'll just body work.
Listen, Hulk Flair. He's he's not going to do well in the New Japan Cup. I'm just saying.
Well, I got in my notes here to preview ELP Cobb and Fujita Despy, but I think I did that last week, mistakenly believing that those matches would have happened by the time we recorded this week.
Mm.
Am I right? We already previewed those matches, didn't we?
Sounds familiar, to be honest with you. Yeah, because we were talking about, yeah, I think, yes. And even if we didn't, just insert another preview.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Yeah, I think so.
Shall we talk about weekly pro wrestling awards?
Ooh, okay. Let's do it.
The Shoe Pro Awards.
Yeah. You got them?
So, what is Shoe Pro?
What is Shoe Pro?
Yeah, it's a weekly magazine. For the listeners who don't know,
yeah,
it's a magazine. It's a Japanese pro wrestling magazine.
Weekly magazine, correct. In the past, there used to be Gong, and there used to be, I think there was one other. And as well as this one. And yeah, weekly. Imagine getting a weekly wrestling magazine. Wow. What a world. Yes. So there you go. Wrestling magazine.
So the Pro Wrestling Grand Prix winner, which I'm assuming is just like the best wrestler, was Zack Sabre Jr. by some distance. So he was first. We had Naito in fifth.
Okay.
Gabe Kidd came seventh.
Okay.
All right, so there's that. Best match, the highest New Japan ranked match, was in fifth place, Okada versus Tanahashi in the New Beginning in Osaka.
Really?
Sixth, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Bryan Danielson. Ninth was Naito versus Zack at Sumo Hall.
Okay.
Best Foreign Wrestler Awards. I mean, obviously, that was Zack in first place. Gabe Kidd was in third place.
Wouldn't it be funny if he didn't win that? He won the wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, Finlay was in fifth place. Oleg Bolton in seventh place. Rookie of the Year, fourth place, we got Daiki Nagai. Best unit, TMDK were third. House of Torture, fifth. There we go. Wow.
What was one?
The fans love House of Torture. Who won? The Cosmic Angels from Stardom.
Alcohol. Okay. I mean.
Bullet Club War Dogs in ninth.
War Dogs in
sixth.
Okay. Interesting. What was Match of the Year, if you don't mind me asking?
Match of the Year was Tam Nakano versus Natsuko Tora from Stardom on the 31st of August.
You know what I heard about Stardom? A little birdie flew in my ear. It's my understanding that, and this was as of maybe 5 days ago, so they had announced that they were going to be in Las Vegas, and as of like 5 days ago, they didn't even have a building yet. And I said, well, I mean, it's not too strange in the sense that everything's kind of usually for WrestleMania weekend is all kind of jammed together. And if they get one building, usually the promoters will glob off of everybody and kind of split the costs and all that shit. But as of 5 days ago, I know that Stardom announced that they were going to have a show, but there's no, there's not a building booked right now.
The streets.
What's that? Yeah, they're gonna have it right on the strip in Vegas. Yeah, right in front of the Bellagio fountains. They'll have their show. That'd be awesome. Actually, that would be fucking rad.
Kidani would love that, wouldn't he?
Oh my god, he'd be like, "Look at us,
Becca."
Yeah, I know. How about his inappropriate comments? And he's really he was getting some feedback. He was getting feedback, but he was getting some pushback, wasn't he? And Tanahashi had to address it.
Rightly so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, listen. Yep. I wonder if things are brewing there. When it comes to leadership, you know, everybody's kind of got an opinion on Bushiroad and how, you know, he's kind of plopped in there as the main wrestling management guy. I don't know. That might be
The main wrestling management guy. That's his job title.
I believe so. It's on his business card I received from him. Main wrestling management guy. But yes, he. I don't know. I wonder if this is kind of like the beginning of something that might be a brewing. I'm not saying that is not a pastrami. That's not. Don't expect that in the $10 tier. But I wonder out loud.
A lot of people would be very happy if he did.
Yeah, he's not the most well loved. Let's put it that way. Not the most well loved. But you know, not everyone can be Harold May. I'm just saying. Cool. All right. Very good.
I was just watching the end of an Arsenal game. Why is it, we always seem to be playing when?
Oh my god, you're on again.
We record the Jesus. Yeah.
Who the fuck are you playing now?
Girona in the Champions League.
Okay. Zuropa. I don't know anything about them. What else we got?
Have I finished reading the awards? Or
yes, I'm sorry. Awards? Yes, I'm sorry. My apologies. I got you.
I can't remember if I finished reading that. Okay. Where
Faction
was that?
Of the year. We left off.
Favorite wrestlers.
Okay.
First place, Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Ooh.
Fifth place, Naito.
Okay.
That's surprising that Tanahashi was everyone's favorite wrestler. That's going to be massive, isn't it?
It is.
Tokyo Dome, the retirement match.
I mean, just the fact that we will be there. Yes.
Yeah. That's people are going to be queuing up to see us.
Oh, I tell you, we'll have a booth and everything. We'll have a little table, yeah. All right. I'm sorry, go ahead. Continue on, please.
So 11th place, Zack Sabre Jr., 12th place, Hiromu, 14th place, Gabe Kidd, 15th place, Tomohiro Ishii, 17th place, Despy, 19th place, Oleg Bolton. That's surprising. Wow. He's still popular. 20th place, Evil, 21st place, Sho, 22nd, Master Watto, 24th, Yano,
wow.
26th, Yoshihashi. Oh. So Yano, more popular than Kento Miyahara, just putting that out there.
No way, really?
And Takeshita, so Takeshita 28th.
Oh. Wow.
This is brutal. Let's see, I'm scrolling down. Yo, 42nd. Kato Kiyomiya, 44th.
Wow.
Jesus. Yota Tsuji, 47th. That's rubbish.
Wow.
Shingo, 49th. Yeah, this is
I mean, look, I know it's everyone kind of side eyes a little bit like the idea of a pro wrestling magazine, but and again, the politicalness of it, blah 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 blah. We get it. Still, that's pretty surprising.
The fans love House of Torture. Anyone who criticizes them, just look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. They are adored by the fans.
Yeah. Look at this rigged poll.
More popular than LIJ.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's I got to be honest with you. That's kind of surprising to me that Yota Tsuji would be below. You named Yo and Yoshihashi and who Evil and you know there's I'm kind of surprised by that. As silly as I am on a Japanese pro wrestling weekly periodical list, it's still a little surprising to me.
Can I say who's not on that top 50?
Yes.
Shota Umino. Nowhere to be found.
Okay. I think that's pretty eye-opening.
That's bad. That's yeah. Really bad.
Yeah. I mean, in a rigged poll, they're not even going to put it. You know what I mean? In something that they could definitely fudge the fucking numbers, they chose not to. Because it would be preposterous. They would have riots in the streets being like, nobody likes this guy. How is he even in it? Who voted for him? All kidding aside, I'm shocked at that. That's again, rigged or not, you do have to look at that a little bit of, that's kind of all the effort that they put into the guy. And the spot that he's had, and again, it's debatable of if it was.
And no Sanada as well. Let's just throw that in. That's popped in my head.
Look, you know, come on, let's be real here.
So that's half of your last two Tokyo Dome main events.
I know. That has to be. Again, I don't want to put too much stock into that, but I do look at that kind of like. I'll just leave it as interesting, to say the least. Interesting.
That's it.
That's the show? That's it?
That's the show. I want to do some Blue Sky questions to reward the people who joined Blue Sky.
All right. Let's do it. What do we got?
Because a lot of the other questions, I'm sprinkling them in to the Super J Cast extra episodes on the Patreon to sort of fill those out a bit. So if you have asked the question and I've not answered it, then keep fucking wording out. Right, it's Blue Sky. Matt says, I did the Hey Shooter, Leave Those Girls Alone chant at Royal Quest. Can you please send a thank you to whoever gave the Writing Chant of the Year award? I feel very seen. Kevin says, on a few website previews, the Bullet Club War Dogs were just called War Dogs and then switched to Bullet Club War Dogs. House of Torture and Rogue Army don't use Bullet Club at all, it seems. Yeah. Is it possible they're quietly doing away with the name?
Feels like it. Doesn't it? I mean, whether it be intentionally or not, like I did notice that as well. So I'll give you a definitely maybe. I've not unless Joel went rogue, we have not heard anything that says they're phasing out Bullet Club, period. But yeah, I noticed it too.
I'll ask a man about a dog.
Yes.
Just does feel like in general that there's a lot of factions, and not those ones, but a lot of factions that are just circling the drain. And I don't know if it's sort of inertia or they still bring in surprising amounts of merchandise money that it just feels very ripe for the Dragon Gate faction disband match.
That'd be great.
So, and I've said before, like, they could have made money off certain factions that have just faded into oblivion, like Strong Style, Guerrillas of Destiny. They could have made some money out of that, sold some tickets for that, made it a thing. And, you know, United Empire, bit of a headless chicken at the moment. Chaos. What is Chaos anymore? Just four guys. That feels like it's on life support.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great, actually. Let's get the cage again and have that. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be, you know, I'm not saying let's make this an annual fucking event, but, you know, I think everybody enjoyed a little inter-faction feud. I think that would be good. And loser, you're done. I think that would be fun. But yeah, we have a lot of those factions that, as you described, circling the drain at this point. So I would love the idea of some type of disbandment. And here's the thing too. It is like these factions that are sub-factions of an original faction. That's the thing that drives me nuts. Those sub-factions that, ugh. But yeah, here we are. Let's do the disbandment match.
Daryl says, let's say, very hypothetically, Tony wanted to make a trade. Okada for Gabe Kidd, straight up. Would you make that deal, or is Okada as washed as he looks?
Nah.
Okay, more seriously, what about Okada for Shota?
I would do both. I would do both.
Really? You take Okada back like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the thing. As much as we love to bust the guy's balls for taking the money and running, and, you know, his output in AEW has certainly not been as significant as his output in New Japan, I still think he has plenty in the tank. And
yeah, I mean, he's not washed. I mean, that's preposterous. He's just selective about when he turns it on, which is completely understandable. But I mean, yeah, on his day, brilliant. Still one of the best in the world. But it was.
I love
Gabe. I wouldn't want an Okada who doesn't want to be in New Japan. And it just felt like at the end, he didn't want to be in New Japan.
That's the difference. Correct. That would be the. Well, I mean, you see it right now. I mean, you have the guy who wants to be there and the guy who didn't want to be there anymore. For whatever reasons. So, but look, just straight up, you know, I don't think anyone in their right mind is going to sit here and say that Gabe Kidd is a better pro wrestler than Okada. You know, I just don't. Now, I will say that right now he seems like a hotter, more interesting, and potentially has the capability of having great matches. Absolutely. No doubt. And I think he's a blue chipper. Don't get me wrong, too. But straight up, come on. I would do that. Come on. Aw. We're doing a podcast. I can't wait to hear this. This is the stuff that that the live people. Oh, how great. Ask Molly a question if you're listening on the live stream. I don't know who's listening, but if you're listening, just pop questions to Joel that you can ask her. That'd be great. Be like, come on, we got a show. I don't know what I'm going to talk about by myself. Please. This doesn't sound good.
I just went to blow my nose, and then Mally's dyeing her hair.
Okay.
And she wanted me to get a wet wipe and wipe the hair dye off of her ears.
Aw. And you did it?
Because I don't know how to mute the microphone, because there's obviously the sounds coming out on OBS for the YouTube stream, and also being recorded on Zencaster.
Yeah.
So what I need is just like one interface that I can use to mute myself on both of them.
Yeah. There's got to be some type of a box for that, right? Isn't there like some kind of input?
They should, but I'm too scared to touch anything.
That's what she said.
Okay, I'm going to do a test here.
Don't break it. No, don't do it now.
I'm not going to press stop or anything. I'm just going to try and mute myself on OBS.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to mute myself now. Can you still hear me, Damon?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Can people in YouTube still hear me if anyone in YouTube is watching? I don't know if anyone on YouTube is still watching.
Why would they?
Hard to tell. The last message we got was about 30 seconds after we hit record. So
really?
Yeah, impossible. Impossible for me to tell.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Daryl says, do we know why New Japan or New Japan of America hasn't done a show in Canada yet? Canada doesn't require work visas for wrestlers. Based on Forbidden Door 2023, there seemed to be a strong number of fans for the product based on crowd reaction and the number of shirts I saw. Seems like a slam dunk.
From what I gather, and I could be dead wrong, so this was not a person from New Japan Pro Wrestling giving me this information, but it's my understanding that they lose money on those shows. They lose money on just because the exchange rate and all that stuff, and it's a little bit of a hassle logistically, and that's my understanding. Whether that's true or not, maybe we can get a little bit more clarification. But from my understanding, those shows don't actually turn out to be profitable for them.
That is interesting.
And I could be wrong.
Yeah. Eric says, what are each of your three top but actually possible matches for Tanahashi before he retires? Bonus, name his ideal Forbidden Door match opponent. Also, not a question, but please know I shouted Damon No reflectively in my car at a red light when he divulged the price of those concert tickets.
Yeah, me too. You know what?
Hasn't he said that his... Right, no, Forbidden Door's in London, isn't it? So he can still wrestle in Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that... Would you want a British opponent for him there?
Billy Robinson.
Again. Gabe? I mean, do you see Tanahashi Gabe? That would be... I feel like with what happened at Wrestle Kingdom, that they kind of have to wrestle each other at some point this year.
Yeah, I feel like they will. You know, the world is a mysterious thing because, you know, and I feel very fortunate to be able to say this, so don't get me wrong, but Char got she got a surprise bonus, and it paid for the tickets. Swear to God.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. I was like, what? Yes. She goes, yeah, I just paid it off. I was like, oh, my God, that's fantastic. Yeah, nice. Who do you think is going to be the final opponent? That's a great question. You know what I liked, and you know I'm not a big fan of the 5-minute exhibition bullshit, but when Ricky Choshu retired, he wrestled like three different people in 5-minute spurts. I think that might be a little bit interesting. But if it's one guy, final match, do you think? Nah, they can't. They wouldn't do that. They're not bringing back Okada for that, right?
I couldn't rule it out.
Right. I mean, his biggest opponent, his biggest feud, his biggest arch nemesis. One more time. Tokyo Dome.
Oh, no, not for the retirement.
No?
No. It's got to be one of the young guys.
Oh, really?
Suji. Wasn't Suji his sort of towel holder, and then Suji sort of banging on the mat for him.
All right, but by that time, don't you think other people are going to be pinning him? Is it? And
pinning,
I don't know.
What, Tanahashi?
Yeah. Like you could do that.
It matters who's pinning him. I mean, lots of people are going to pin him.
Right.
But having that last match is a huge,
I guess you're right,
spot, and there's going to be so many eyeballs on whoever it is that I don't know. I feel like it'd be a wasted opportunity to do that against the guy who doesn't even work for New Japan. I don't think Tanahashi would want to do that.
Yet. I don't know. I do like the idea of scratching the nostalgia itch a little bit. I think it'd be fun. I understand the logic behind giving it to a Suji, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's in that category. But if I'm doing dream scenario, I like bring back Okada for that one night. I think that would be fucking awesome. I would be so pumped for that. So, all right. But yeah, I think if you're putting the Super J Chaos gun to my head, probably a guy like Suji.
All right, let's do one last question.
All right.
And all the other questions, I will save them, but I'll probably do them on the Patreon. So get a fucking one out. John says, apparently the internet is going wild over the SNL guy wearing an NJPW shirt. Is that the biggest promotion the company has had? Am I wrong to feel that the reaction is overblown? Yeah, I've never heard of this dude, unfortunately.
I don't know who the guy is. Yeah, I don't know who the guy is, but I did see the picture, which I thought was cool. You know, like, you know, it's always cool when you have an interest or a hobby that it seems a little out there and a little, you know, beyond the scope of normal fans, and someone, you know, likes it. And it's kind of the same thing when you're walking down the street and you see somebody wearing a fucking New Japan shirt and you're like, oh, what the fuck? Hey. So I don't know who the dude is, but I remember seeing a picture. You know the band Mogwai? Is it Mogwai or Mogwai? Oh, come on. Yeah. He was wearing a New Japan shirt in like some picture. That's always cool. I like that. I mean, it's probably, but here's the problem. If you know New Japan Pro Wrestling, you're like, holy shit, that's awesome. If you don't know what the fuck New Japan Pro Wrestling is, I don't think that's something that where it's like, oh, well, now I got to go check it out. You know, it's not that. It's more of the people who are already into it being like, oh, fuck, he's one of us. Cool. But yeah, I don't
know. Well, I heard that New Japan World subscriptions went through the roof by 50,000.
Wow. Fantastic. Well, I'm going to say it was because of that new designed website of theirs. Just tearing it up. Well done. Tearing it up. Medium stock has dropped dramatically. Let's put it that way.
See you next week, everyone.
All right, that's that. See you.
Hey, kids, do you like wrestling? Well, we like wrestling, too. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Myself and Chris Novembrino kind of doing a lazy river of wrestling criticism, going through the news and whatever happened in stateside television wrestling. And also, you know what? Sometimes we just like to watch old stuff and talk about that, too. Love for you to give us a listen if you haven't already. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.